Jesus and Mary eventually reached the French village of Rennes-le-Château in the foothills of the Pyrenees, where they would spend the rest of their lives together. But time moves on, and so does our story. It is now more than 1,100 years since the crucifixion of Christ, and the holy city of Jerusalem is now under Western rule once more, following the success of the First Crusade. A small group of French knights, together with their leader, Hugh de Payen, have arrived in the city with a very special purpose. From small yet noble beginnings, the organisation grew, such that when they received official recognition from the Pope in 1139, they numbered more than 1,000 men. The Knights Templar, as they became known, carried the reputation of being the ultimate fighting force on the battlefield. Warrior monks who were fearless whilst possessing the valour of knights. Gentler than lambs, yet grimmer than lions. Each Templar had but one possession, his sword, with which, if called upon, he would fight to the death.